We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Samach Tes and Beis, and we're starting five lines from the top. For the next sickness, Lagira. Lagira doesn't say where the pain is, but it's a pain. A pain. There's some kind of pain. You feel like a gira, like an arrow. So what you do, they say gira delilta. Take a rock, the lilis rock, which is a sharp rock. On one end it's sharp, looks like an arrow. Vinifre, turn it over. Menashti maya loy, pour water on it. Vinishti and drink that water. Be loy, that does not work. Lacey maya, the issue now with kalva b'layla. Take water that a dog drank from the night. But vinizdar megaluya, there's a problem of giluy. In those days, you weren't allowed to leave water open for more than a certain amount of time, like 20 seconds. You weren't allowed to leave water open because you worry about a nachash, a snake that come and put the sam into it. So here, even if you're taking this water, but make sure it was not uncovered in b'makim with the nachashim, you have to be careful. Like Rashi says, you makim she'ein nachash matzi. Be in a place where there's no nachash matzi. Ligiluya. Now, what's the remedy for giluya? If someone drinks water that was magula. So the Gemara ends. What is that? Ampeka the chamra, which is a revius of chamra chaya, raw wine, means wine is not watered down. And that's good for giluya. Lemursa. Lemursa is something like a pus. Ampeka the chamra, ba'ala talina, is you take the revius of wine together with aloe. Aloe talina, it's a red aloe. Lepircha de liba. If someone has a fluttering heart, Leisei tlas brashina, some say it means faint, a faint heart. Rashi says libi pareach. So you have to know what that means. It means fluttering or means faint, a little bit faint. Leisei tlas brushaisa de sari. You take three chalas made out of sairi, which is barley, which is heavy stuff. V'lishterinu bekamcha, dip it into kutach. Kutach, those are very heavy stuff. It's like spoiled milk. It's a dish that everyone ate then. That was like the main dish. It was more popular than hummus. It's a kutach. It's not 40 days old yet. It's still very strong. As it gets longer, it's not so strong. It's very strong stuff. V'nechel, and he should eat this. So he's eating these three loaves of sa'irim dipped into kutach. And v'nishti abasrayu, it's going to be chametz. It's kutach, it's chametz. That's the word in the word m'sachem. V'nishti abasrayu chamra marka. And afterwards drink chamra marka. That's watered down wine. Only Rav Acham, Adif to Ravina, Vechosik in the Parach Libe. If he eats this, he has a bigger, higher cholesterol. No chance he's not going to have a faint heart after eating all this. So that's not a good etzah. Amalei, Anoli, Yukur Libe, Amar. No, I'm talking about a guy who has a heavy heart. A guy who has a heavy heart, it could be, it means like, you know, he's not in a great mood, so he eats this stuff, he'll feel a little better. The Pirat Libe, someone who's a faint heart, no, it's the opposite. Lazy, lighter stuff. Lazy, Tlas, Brushaisa, the Chiti, three rolls made out of chitim, wheat flour is much lighter. Nishtarinu b'duvsha, dip it into honey. V'nechol v'nishti v'asraya v'chamrachai. You eat it and you drink afterwards the wine. The wine somehow is stronger over here. Again, we didn't really understand these refuahs, so it's not a kasha. Zog Gemara Vaita. L'tzircha d'liba. Tzircha d'liba means the heart hurts. Leisei tlas be'a nini. You take three eggs of mint. That's the amount of mint you should eat. Ubiyas of the kumuna and kumun. Ubiyas of shum shmi and sesame seeds. Leichon, eat it all together. Lekoiv meyev. If someone has a stomach problem, tlas. If his stomach hurts. What should he do? He should do is take lazy tlas meya pilpuli arichti. Take 300 long peppers. And I saw from the art school. He said it means you take the seeds out of those peppers, because I guess they're saying 300 peppers, a little hard to eat, because you have to eat 100 peppers a day. Chol yoima neshti meya minayu. He also lost in drinking. He says you drink 100 of them every day. Hey, drinking peppers, so it means you're drinking the seeds. Bechamra and wine. Put it into wine. You put the seeds into wine, 100 from 100 peppers, and you drink that, and that's the refuah. Rabban de Menorah, Ovalei Labarti, the Rabashi, Mei Bechamishim, Mahani de Don, Vetzaya, he didn't use the pilpul arichta, he used the our peppers that we had, at least in Bavel, and she got better from that, from drinking 150 of those peppers. Lekirtza, for kirtza, which is worms in the stomach, what do you do then? Ampeka de Chamra, Batra de Ara, you take a revius of wine, together with a tarfa de Ara, which is like a leaf from a laurel tree. Lekirtza chiyura, that means there's white worms. So leisi bizra de gilgula, take seeds from a racket plant, v'nitzayra b'shistig, and tie it in a beged of tzemegefen of katan. You tie it in katan, Rashi says. V'nizdayir m'binasa, you drink it. This is Rashi says you drink it. L'maisa, you should be careful, v'nizdayir m'binasa. You should be careful from the racket plant, that seed from the raka plant, if it gets to the stomach, it can make a hole. Don't swallow it. It can make a hole in the stomach. It can make lemesar, which means someone has shulshul, which otherwise may call diarrhea. What do you do? How to stop it? Sisin retuva b'maya. He takes sisin, which is a type of mint, retiva, fresh mint b'maya, in water. So that's good to stop the shulshul. It happens to be there's some people who take mint tea, and that still to this day that still works. People have stomach problems. Sometimes they say mint tea. You see from this gemara, it's a good idea. Lemeshra, to cause shulshul, means he's constipated. Then yeveshta, take dry mint b'maya. Now v'simonech, how do you know which one's which? There's a simon. Itza retiva the sachanara. There's a certain grass that when it's wet, when it's fresh, it could stuff up the naharis. It could dam the water. So that's how you remember. It's the wet stuff that stops the shulshul and the dry stuff that causes the shulshul. Latachlo, which means someone's spleen is swollen. Leisei shev beinei demaya. Take 7 leeches, or water leeches, v'nafshinu v'tula, dry them in the tula, in the shade, not the sun. V'chol yoyim anishti tarati etlas v'chamer. Drink 2 or 3 with your wine. Below, if that doesn't work, leisei tachla as a pirta, delay asbach, take a spleen from a goat that did not have children yet, v'netachya v'tanura, and put it into the oven, let it get roasted in the oven. V'nukilad, then stand in front of him. V'neima, say like this, keheicha diyavashai tachla, just like that goat's spleen is getting dried up. Tachla, you're playing around, let the Reuven ben Rachel, let his spleen get dry also. V'loi, if he doesn't have an oven handy, netchaya beini over the base, you should put it in between the bricks of his house, chadata, v'neima achi, and you say like this, let it dry there, to a new wall that's just cemented in, you put it in between the wall, in between the bricks, and say this, and say the same thing, this the kehecha that this tachla is getting dry together with the cement, my tachla should get dried also, my spleen also. V'loi, if that doesn't work, lifki shachva, the shachva shab, so find a person, lifki means like a lesson to be boidik, work hard until you find someone who died on Shabbos, nishkli yod, then take the person's hand, and put it onto your spleen, just like this hand's getting dried up because the guy's dead, niyavish tachle, the plunge of Avonsi. I have no idea why it has to be Shabbos, and also it's a big shiloh, a mace is also bahano. I guess he has pekuch nefesh, so they're allowing it. Niyavish tachle, the plunge of Avonsi, the spleen of this person should also get dried up. V'loi nesi binasa, take a fish, v'netayvi beinafcha, and roast it in the fire of a blacksmith. V'nech lemayda beinafcha. Then the blacksmith has water also, because that's how he puts out the fire. So drink that water, eat this with the water of beinafcha, v'neshtayim beinafcha, and drink the water of the blacksmith. And the Marvin says a story, he is the ayah, davashasi mayda beinafcha, there was a goat just to hang around near the blacksmith's house and drink all the water. They want them that he did not have a spleen. It really helps taking down swelling the spleen. It took away the Aza spleen. Bechlal, he didn't have a spleen left. If not, open up a barrel for him. This guy has a swollen spleen. You do is you go get a barrel of wine. You open a special for him. If you would drink from a barrel of wine all the time, he never would have a shayla. It's good to drink so much wine. He never would have had the problem with the tach in the first place. If he has this problem, what you start doing is eating pas shachris, which we know all of Ashas, that eating pas shachris is very good for the whole guf. L'rushchusa. Rushchusa is hemorrhoids. Lacey akika viloi vilava. These are different type of herbs. So akika is Rashi's Esav Shema Kukuli, and ilo is Pashas Alo. Vespircha, that's Kesav Chai. It's like it's called quicksilver. Umartecha, that's the mud where they dig the silver out of. Vechumis of the piloin, that's like a piece of besamim, a perfume that ladies use. Veshiafa de chemiso, which is toyas yoinim, which is waste from a dove. And roll it all up, put it into a worn out piece of linen. With the ama, that's in the summer, because you want thin, like a straw hat. And then use the wool piece of shmata in the winter. If not, this is like not so easy eitza, especially tzayas yoinim, but if that doesn't work, you have an easier eitza. Lishtim shikra marka. Drink watered down beer. It must be harder to drink down the watered down beer. It's the first eitzah, or maybe it's the eighth together. The other ones are always not clear. But get to his drink then, shichra marka, watered down beer. Lishigruno. If you get the sickness called shigruno, which means it's a pain in the hips and the joints. Lacy pasya demonini. Bring a bowl full of fish juice from small sardines. And put it 60 times, roll it 60 times on one hip, and then the other hip, put on both hips. Litzmirta, litzmirta is a even hagadila begid vaytaras shasen, which is a type of kidney stone. This is in the makim of the tanim, of the miraglayim. Litzmirta, nasi tlas nitvisa mishcha, take 3 drops of mishcha de kufra, which is tar oil. The class of visa itzra de karati, and 3 drips of squeezed out cretion, which are leeks. The class de tvisa de charam nakida, and 3 drips of white wine. The lishti lay and pour this la ishba ama on the man on his aver. The leisha baisamakam and isha baisamakam. This way will help him go. Help get that stone out that's stopping him going to the bathroom. The loy lacy una de zika. If that doesn't work, take a ear of a like pitcher, like an ear from a pitcher, you know, the handle, but literally lay lish be ama, hang it ban ish on his ama, but leisha bedadim, you should hang it on her dadim. Viloi leisi chuta de zerisa, take a red thread that was woven, the shadisa duma bas duma, that was woven by a zayna, the daughter of a zayna, which is someone who, duma always means a chashuda. So the Rashi says a chut shows a hiris, a red thread shows tavasai isha chashuda bas chashuda. Take that thread, litle inish ba'ama, uisha ba'dadim. Below, if that doesn't work, leise kina de zachar nekeva, bring a louse from a head of a zachar and a head of a nekeva. For listle inish ba'ama, and then listle means pour it, some change the girsa, velistle, they change the girsa to velishte. Velishle ish ba'ama, to pour it on the ish, on his ama, isha ba'isha ba'akam. Chimashtin, and when he goes to the bathroom finally, not or she, nashtin my sister divesta. They should go to the bathroom on dry thorns, betzinura dasha, in the doorway, menayim bechermasa, and look out for that stone, the nafik mene, that comes out, because that stone's very good. The maila kula tzimri, that stone it has very good healing properties, and it's good to save it for other things that you need it for. Litzimra bara. Now, Tzimra Bara, now, this is talking about someone who has a fever. Tzimra Bara, Lacey Garavi Sufli, take 3 grivi, which is a saw, it's a lot, of Sufli, is pits from dates. But Tlasa Grivi Ataref Adara, which means it's an Eder tree, something called the Eder tree. We had it in Mesechus Beya. They should plant an Adar tree. It's a really Adar tree. And it's a very expensive tree, that tree. It says, if someone wants to be an Asher, I think the Gemara says, it's in Bay. It says, if someone wants to be an Asher, you should plant the Adar tree. I could upon him bring a leaf from this eitz that's called the Adar. V'nishkelunu kol chad l'chudei. And cook each one by itself. So we're cooking the date seeds, and we're cooking the Adar leaves by themselves. Each one by itself. V'leisivanam. Sit between them while they're cooking. What we're trying to do is get the heat from those things into him. After he finishes cooking, put them in 2 different buckets. Put over a table, put over like a board over each of them, and sit on them. High, jump from this one, sit on this one. High, go from one to another until when? Until the heat enters him. Then he should take a shower with this water, and then he should drink some of the water. Because Maya the Adra, Listi, we should drink Maya the Adra from the Eder. But Listi, Maya the Sufla Listi should not drink the date juice because it should be akri. That could cause him to become infertile. Litzimra Gava. So that was for a regular Litzimra Bara, outer fever, whatever that means. Now, inner fever, Lacey Shiva Buni the Silka, take 7 fistfuls of silka, of beets. Meshev Mesharev from 7 different beet patches, Vinishlukinu and cook it b'afraya with the offer of the beets. V'nechol v'nishti, eat it and drink afterwards. Mishti atarav adara b'shichra, drink afterwards beer that has in it eder leaves in this beer. Or on top of the ayin amud aleph, imve tala b'maya, or gefen, vines of gefen that grew over a dekel tree. You should drink those grapes, or that grape juice that comes from such a grape that the vine grew over a dekel tree. I guess it has some taste of dekel.